Morgan Donnelly and her dad, Jerry, have been coming to Panthers games for a long time.
I was born in 1996. He bought the tickets in 1996.
Donnelly and her dad say she was 10 weeks old at her first game. Yesterday, they were tailgating for what they called the biggest Panthers game in 5 years. Jerry Donnelly said you could just tell this game day was different.
There were a whole lot of New England fans walking around at 8 a.m. this morning. This parking lot went up $5 for this particular game. It's normally $25. It's $30 tonight. You know, so yeah, it's all part of it. And if you're looking to scalp tickets, they are very, very high.
Anybody have the extras?
Dozens of scalpers with wads of cash wandered throughout Uptown. It was also a good night to be in the hotel business. Through the sliding doors of the Residence Inn right by the stadium, the sound of a noisy street changes into the din of a packed lobby. General Manager David Love says the hotel raised its average rate about 30% because of the game.
So this will be particularly big, and you can see it on the street. There'll be a lot of activity all night long.
Like the Panthers percussion band marching around the stadium. Or if brass is more your thing, Uptown had that covered with a handful of guys playing for tips. A lot of the action before the game also took place in bars and restaurants.
Bourbon ginger.
Bourbon ginger. What kind of bourbon would you like?
Just whatever.
Just whatever.
Hooligans in the French Quarter was slammed. Owner Christian Peterson expected his bar to make twice as much as it had during any other Panthers game this season.
People weren't coming up before, like an hour before the game. Now it's 4, 5, 6, 7 hours before the game. People are excited again. It's great to see you, sir.
How early did some people get here today?
At 1 o'clock, we opened the doors. We're packed them immediately.
So this won't surprise you. Traffic in Uptown was nuts. Cars inched into parking lots, and then fans streamed into Bank of America Stadium. The atmosphere inside was electric. That's the sound of more than 70,000 people going bananas after the Panthers scored first. Quarterback Cam Newton found receiver Brandon LaFell in the end zone. And it only got louder from there. The Panthers took the lead 24-20 on another touchdown pass with less than a minute left. But Patriots quarterback Tom Brady quickly and coolly drove his team into scoring position, and it all came down to this. Panthers fans yelled at the top of their lungs and stomped their feet as the Patriots took their last shot, down 4 with 3 seconds left. That's the sound of a brief celebration followed by a gut punch. Panthers safety Ron Lester picked off Brady's pass, but then everyone saw the yellow flag in the end zone. The Patriots, and everyone else, thought the Panthers would get called for pass interference. But the celebration restarted when the referees picked up the flag, saying there was no penalty. Brady was livid and chewed out a referee as they stomped through the players' tunnel. It was the Panthers' 6th straight win.
This city wants it, and we want to give it to them.
Head coach Ron Rivera after the game.
The electricity, the energy, the fans were just, it was tremendous. It really was, and that's what we're working towards, to get that kind of support all the time. And I was very, very pleased with what they gave us.
Or as one of the Panthers' veteran players put it, the stadium was as loud last night as he's heard it in years. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Uptown.